Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. I'm very excited to talk about White Knight and to tell you all about it. And I've got the artistic director of White Knight Shepparton and other White Knights in the studio right now. Good morning, Andrew Walsh.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks so much for dropping in on your way out of town, I believe.
Oh, only for a minute.
Yep. And you've had some, done a bit of a recce, have you, while you've been here before the White Knight event, which is not this weekend, but the weekend after?
We've got a whole team of people sort of crawling quietly around the city, working out where the sites are, where the power is.
Power would be important.
Power is very important.
I should ask you about power too, because there's been a bit of, hoo-ha about power supplies at the moment. Do you have any concerns about being able to power the event?
We'll have strategies in place to make sure that we don't go black.
Few generators. Okay, well, I did preview this interview this morning and I kind of struggled to describe what White Knight is. Obviously, those people who've seen White Knight in Melbourne will know. How would you describe it? Because I think you said off air it is a light festival, but it isn't a light festival.
Well, yes, it's a festival that has lights in it, but it has a whole lot more. So, we ask people to come along and in particularly in the winter, on a cold winter night and expect the unexpected. So the idea is you turn up at sort of 6 on Saturday week and start moving around the city and discovering things that you haven't seen before, reimagining places that suddenly look different to what they look like the day before.
So essentially, obviously, it's taking in that SAM precinct, Shepparton Art Museum precinct.
It goes from the SAM precinct right up to Monash Park.
Cow Park, as I call it. I called it Macintosh Park earlier. I always get those two mixed up. So Monash Park, which is quite a large space there.
Quite a large space. There's a couple of quite large installations up there. One's a physical theatre installation. A group called Five Angry Men that do this quite extraordinary sort of bell work. And then there's a wonderfully sort of playful installation, which are giant sort of gum nuts that illuminate and talk to each other. So it's quite an interesting and fun space.
And obviously using the water on the lake as well?
Using the water on the lake, putting things on the lake, putting things in the lake, putting things around the lake. There's a work on the I call it the grassy knoll, but that little hill thing on the lake.
It is the grassy knoll.
Yeah, the grassy knoll.
It's our grassy knoll anyway.
Yeah, well, that's right. It harks back to darker days. But,
yes.
Called crepuscular beam. And a crepuscular beam is, when on a sort of cloudy day the clouds part and you get those beams, the god beam?
Yes, well, absolutely.
Well, that's a crepuscular beam.
Okay.
But we're doing it in reverse.
Going up. Yeah. Right, because it's kind of like twisting things, isn't it? As you say, making you look at things a different way.
Yeah, so look at things a different way, present different forms of entertainment. There's two music stages. One's a very sort of cultural music stage, cross-cultural music stage. The other's a thing we're calling beatbox, which is taking the skate park in Victoria Park and turning it into a sort of rave.
Fantastic! Yeah, love the sound of all of this. So it's all free.
It's all free.
So it's basically just, turn up and just start experiencing it. Wander around
and take it all in. Start at one end and work your way up to the other, or start in the middle and go in both directions.
And it'll be turn up at about 6, obviously, after sunset, and it will be on until when?
Till midnight. So some of the White Knights, the White Knight Melbourne, for instance, which I did the first four, runs all night. But it also runs in the summer. We figured that by midnight it's going to be pretty cold, so we decided to make it much more intense. So turn up at 6 and stay till whenever.
Till whenever you like, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you've done some really amazing things in your career, everything from working on the Sydney Olympics, Rugby World Cup, Melbourne Commonwealth Games, Sovereign Hill, New Sound and Light Show. How do you tweak you've obviously got the bare bones in Melbourne. How do you change it for the regions? Is it important to change it for the regions or not?
Well, you don't. The ethos of it doesn't change. It's very important that it has local flavour, and probably more than a third of the programming is local artists that we've commissioned to make work. So a lot of the work is new work, and a lot of the work is Shepparton-based work.
So what a great opportunity for our local people.
Absolutely. So there's a work on the side of Sam. There's two works on Sam, but two projection works. One takes on the southern and eastern side of Sam, so the side that faces Victoria Park, and that's being done by local artist Mimi, who this would be the largest scale work she's ever done, but it's enormous. It's an enormous animated projection that covers the biggest landmark in town.
Oh, she must be loving it. I mean, her work obviously has adorned Melbourne trams and other things,
This
is something altogether different.
Absolutely. Her work's fantastic. But to take it to a larger scale and to animate it, so it's fully animated, it's amazing.
I heard something about a big bubble somewhere in the visitor's centre.
Oh, yes. So not only is it a local festival with local content and national artists, there are also international artists. So there's a work in the visitor centre by a French artist called Michael Blaise. And we put his work in the very first White Nun. And what it is this structure that just oozes foam, just like the foam in a bubble bath.
The kids are going to go crazy over
that. Insane. We put it originally in the Great Hall of the NGV, the Hallowed Halls of Art, and people went nuts. And we thought we haven't seen it since 2013. We bring it back for Shepparton.
And one other thing I must admit that did attract my attention was the world's gone pear shaped. It's a big pear. You would know pears are big in Shepparton.
Funny though.
Okay, I mean, there's so many different bits and pieces we can talk about. The light sentinels, they look great. What about this funky fungi?
Well, funky fungi is a work by a photographer called Stephen Axford, and he photographs fungi growing in stop motion.
Ah.
And we really love his stuff. And you've probably seen quite a lot of fungi on television lately. A lot of that sort of slow motion capture is his work. So what we've done is we've stuck a thing called a water screen in the swimming pool at the swimming centre that literally is just a wall of water, and then we're projecting fungus growing up this wall of water. So it's just sort of quite magical.
Okay, so we won't be going into Aquamoves there, will we?
We're doing it it's outside. So it's in the outside pool at Aquamoves.
Oh my gosh. So that area will be open as well.
Yeah, so
that is, I just absolutely cannot wait. I think I almost have to go on my own because I'm one of these people that goes to these events and just cannot stop taking photos, and I drive my family absolutely crazy. I keep saying, you walk on, I'll catch up, and they're just like, oh, will you stop taking photos? I don't think I'm going to be able to stop.
it'll be pretty photogenic, yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I see Troy Firebrace, the local Yorta Yorta artist too, is doing something.
Yes, Troy's doing an animated commission, so we're putting a couple of giant shipping containers up, which he'll paint, and then separate to that, he'll do a series of animated works that will then project into the black and white artwork that is adorning the containers.
Fantastic, and this is just a great thing for our city because we're really trying to put a bit of street art on the map with all of our different murals. This is kind of just takes the whole artistic idea to another level. How important is it, do you think, to get events like that into regional areas? I mean, you're saying now you live in a regional area yourself, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important. The big cities often sort of suck up all of the energy, and so it's great to share the love. The other thing that people forget is that there is so much talent and so much capacity in regional cities and regional areas, and there are so many artists working in regional areas that sort of sometimes get sort of overlooked by the big smoke.
Absolutely. So this is White Night coming to Shepparton for the very first time next Saturday, June 25. As Andrew said, kicking off around about 6, continuing throughout the night. Turn up, experience it, get your winter woolies on, obviously. And what happens if it rains? Fingers crossed we don't have to deal with that.
I don't talk about the weather, but that's your job. It'll run rain or shine.
Okay.
So if we get a really heavy downpour, everybody can duck in undercover, go and have a coffee or a meal, and then when the rain subsides, we'll be still going. But
so going ahead, no matter what the weather is, get your winter woolies on and get out there, and it'll just be great to have a great walk through the city at that time. And I think that's the beauty of I think I'm reminded of Dark Mofo in Hobart, for example, that idea of, you know, things don't have to shut down in winter, do they? We can actually get out and still have great experiences.
Absolutely right, yeah.
We have to say that, don't we? Because our winters are long in this part of Victoria.
They are.
Well, long and cold and can be a bit dark.
Where I live down near Ballarat, it sounds like colder.
Yes, it would be. I sympathise. I come up for Shepparton for a bit of sun.
Well, it's still almost tropical.
I've just been to Queensland. You're lying. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today, Andrew. It's great to get a bit of excitement going around this, let people know all about it, get them planning to come next weekend. I personally can't wait. All the best. I don't think you need my good luck, but I'm sure it'll be a huge success.
I'll take it anyway. Thank you.
And I certainly hope this isn't the last time we see White Knight in Shepparton.
So do I. It'd be fun to bring it back.
Thank you very much for your time. That's the Artistic Director of White Knight, Andrew Walsh, on 1FM Live and Local at 19 past 7.
In the Moira Shire, it's a month-long celebration of winter. Over the coming weeks, our towns will come alive with the first ever Midwinter Festival, with Nathalia this coming Friday. Each town will have a week of music, DJs, silent discos and food trucks, plus a central outdoor arts and performing space. There will be so much to see and do, it's the perfect winter outing for everyone. So rug up and celebrate winter. So don't forget, from this Friday, June 17, we are in Nathalia for 6 days. Everything is free. Log on to the Moira Shire website for event dates and listings in each town.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from regular back or sciatic nerve pain? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? Three times a day? Maybe five times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety, it's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.